Welcome to Herodotes! Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Say. She's Bearded Wonder. Why?
What? Today, Tony.
My good friend, Brucey Bruce. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's dude? Going on, dude?
I don't know. I think I lost every bet last night.
I got smacked a bit, too.
Classic. Yeah, I'm a deposit boy.
That'll happen.
Oh, no. I'm pretty close, Bruce. I'm not going to lie.
This Brian Daboll ticket is just staring me in the face.
Got to come home.
Gotta no come cash home. Out option, I assume?
No, not even close. Never had a cash out option.
I have a confession to make, Tony.
I'm excited to hear it.
Usually, you ask me how I'm doing. I usually say I'm doing pretty good. Right now, last night, I actually started looking at my FanDuel, went to my settled bets, or actually my open bets, and I still have all these Cowboys Super Bowl odds tickets. That was awesome. And those cash out options got really, really high. I never took any of them. I've never been more disappointed in myself in my entire life.
You thought they're
what
gonna
the
win
fuck was
you
I
thought
thinking,
they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
sounds like Tottenham on a Monday afternoon to me.
Yeah.
You thought LeBron was going to score 30 last night, too?
Oh, do you see LeBron's fucking Liverpool tarp he showed up in?
I did see that.
I did
pretty,
see that.
Pretty sweet.
Also,
that
was
pretty sweet. AD also.
Hey, AD's back, baby. He's leading score last night. Hey,
also, AD came back. He got hurt for a little bit, and obviously, classic AD fashion. He's wearing his fucking Kobe's low top.
So stupid.
No ankle brace.
So stupid.
I mean, he has absolute ankle problems. Wear high top shoes.
I think all basketball players should wear high top shoes.
He never does.
Like when KD's wearing low tops, I'm like, what are we doing here?
I mean, but KD hasn't, well, he's had an Achilles injury, but he doesn't have a notorious every single month high ankle sprain, low ankle sprain like AD. It's like, bro, you could be the best player in the NBA if you wore high top shoes.
I thought that there was like research around the Kobe's and that it wasn't a higher risk of injury.
I'm sure
they are the most worn shoe out of any player or any shoe in the NBA, any model. It was the Kyries for a little bit, but Nike stopped making
it. Is it Mamba Day today?
Mamba Day is today.
126.
No, RIP. Sorry, not Mamba Day. It's the anniversary.
Mamba Day is August 24th.
I thought birthday. My bad.
Yeah. No, it's the anniversary of the helicopter.
Yep.
You get it.
We do have. Oh boy, that's a hilarious one.
Go on.
It's not for this show.
Well, it is now.
I'm going to send it in the show's group text. You boys were fucking crushing those things. What was I going to say? Oh, today. College basketball, obviously. NBA. Oh, yeah. NHL. Is Nick here still?
Yeah, I don't know. He might be breaking down boxes for us. Thank you, Nick.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
don't all jump at once.
Big shipments today. We have line movement today.
Ooh.
We flipped back to the Chiefs being favorites. I would assume that has pretty much everything to do with Mahomes' press conferences and walking. I reached out to a source that said they saw... This was a book. I reached out to a book. They said they saw some sharp early money on the Bengals and then a volume of Chiefs money coming in when they were the dogs, which is leading back to Chiefs being minus one.
Now we're teasing.
Right where they should be.
Yeah, right. I still, as long as the Chiefs are below 2.5, kind of consider them in my brain the underdog.
I don't hate that. You would think both lines would have been 2.5, 2.5.
It should be. Now that he's jogging around, it should be 2.5.
What was I going to say? I do have already have the Niners-Chiefs teaser. I will be placing a Niners-Bengals teaser because it's just, in my mind, it's good betting. Right? I mean.
Yeah. 100%.
I can see both of these games being less than touchdown games.
It's just be a good game.
Be a good game. Be a good game teasers is what we're looking at.
I do think the Niners need to score first.
Tell you what, that one is a this is one of the better championship weekends we're looking at here in a while.
Oh, I do have a stat for you, Tony.
Who was last year? Who did the Rams play? Bucks, and they fucking
blew. No, they beat the Niners.
Oh, fucking. No, was that the championship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Dropped the interception. Favorites the last 10 conference championships, 3-7 ATS.
Okay.
Last five playoff games in Philly have all gone under.
Okay. Good to know.
Shanny, 8-1 ATS in the playoffs.
That's good to know as well.
Hell yeah.
There is a lot of defense in that game, but it's not like the offenses are bad in that one either.
Mm-hmm. No, they could eat. They could eat.
Now, I know I said this last week, so I could just be saying this same stupid shit. Obviously, Eagles first in the league in sacks. They have 70. It's absurd.
Holy shit.
Would you like to know who number two is?
49ers.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Jonesy.
So, like...
Jonesy.
Now, the...
Frank Clark probably has, like, 10.
The Bills... The Bills
Frank have Clark.
Had a lot less than the Chiefs do. So, while the Bengals O-line did great last week, does that maybe rear its head this week? I don't know. Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Just talk. I'm just fucking spitballing here.
I know. I'm actually.
Does everyone just know to which way they're going?
No, I'm trying to think of a way to pick this game right now, and I'm so torn.
Yeah, I'm
locked. I'm locked in. I've been locked in.
So I am locked as well.
I have never. I've never wavered here. I was set in stone as soon as those games were over.
I know exactly where my heart is, yeah, but I don't know where my wallet's going to be on these.
Stop, it didn't matter what the lines were for you. It could have been fucking Niners minus 10 and fucking...
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know how it goes.
Mark's coming in here?
I believe he is. Interesting.
Oh, what's going on here?
Are we taking...
He's got Michigan State tonight against Iowa.
Are we taking a Lions fucking... Is a quarterback rushing for over yards against the Lions? What's going on?
It's college basketball season now, baby.
Yeah.
And you know what that means. Gump, I know where you're... I already know you know where I'm going with this. Michigan State at home.
You called before
against Iowa. We just lost on Sunday at Indiana. We were up a little bit, and then we got dog walked. Izzo will not lose at home. It's Thursday night. They will beat the Hawkeyes. I personally will take the -2.5. Money line safer bet, but yeah. That's the lock of the night.
There we go.
Do you have any words? Are you on a side in that one, Gumpy?
I am on Michigan State as well.
He is on Michigan State as well.
All right, that's all I had to hear. Let's go, Gump.
Thank you for that. Foxy, who are you taking this weekend?
This is probably the hardest NFL, like, I don't even know who I want to root for, because that's who I usually end up just betting on. It's like, all right, I want to root for this team, but love Joe Burrow. My favorite team to watch, actually, is Mahomes and the Chiefs. Uh-huh. Like, they are so fucking fun to watch. So, I don't know what I want to do, because it's against my, like, thing to root for a team that's already won the Super Bowl. Like, I can't do that. I'm a Lions fan, so I should be rooting for the Bengals. But, like, then you flip that game on, and you're like, oh, I'm kind of watching this. They're a fun team to watch. So then I start rooting for Mahomes. So I don't fucking know. If you had to tell me who's going to win, give me the Chiefs.
Okay.
And ooh, give me the Niners.
Okay.
And everyone's taking the Eagles, and I get it because they're so good. But that's where I'm going.
Everyone right now is currently Eagles, Bengals.
Wow.
Yeah,
I could just see it being Chiefs Niners. Like, that just seems like a Super Bowl.
That'd be a rematch of a great Super Bowl pass.
Yeah.
Remember, you were there.
All right. Go green.
We're not saying it.
Go
we're
white.
Not, we're not
go
saying
green.
Bruce gave it to you.
Can't read. Can't write. Can't read. Can't write.
I've never heard that chirp back. That's a really good one, actually.
Fucking kid loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan man, bro. We know.
That's right up Mitt's alley.
Okay. Anything on the NFL? Anything else on the NFL before? I mean, we've covered it a lot this week. Picks Friday tomorrow. We'll fucking dive in everything.
There we go.
Foxy, great segue into college basketball tonight.
Hell yeah.
Big slate.
What do you say, Tom?
I got 7.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
How many you got?
Baker's dozen plus 3.
17. Sorry. 12, 13, 16. 16. Forgot what a baker's dozen was for a second. That's a lot of picks.
Good luck. Yeah.
All right, I'm going. Let's see, let me get to my ticket. I'm going UW Milwaukee plus 4.5. They're at Wright State. I got Drexel laying 3.5 at NCA&T.
Ooh.
Are you on the other side?
No, looked at it.
Okay. Lipscomb's minus 3.5 at Jacksonville State. Louisiana Tech is plus 8.5 against UAB. Montana State, this is a 5-star. Yes. Minus 5.5 at Portland State.
Whoa.
5-star Montana State. What's that?
Yes.
5-star.
Yes, holy Tony.
Fuck.
Loyola, minus 5.5. Also playing Portland. I'm going against both Portland and Portland State tonight.
Disrespect.
And then I'm going to take a fucking midnight start. Fucking UC Santa Barbara plus the 1.5 in Hawaii.
Let's go.
The banger of a matchup, to be honest. What do you got, Bruce? What do you say? What say you?
Can we just break down a little what makes Montana State a 5-star here?
Okay, do you want me to go through my process here?
A little bit.
Okay, let me pull
it up. Are you on Portland State, Bruce?
No. Fuck that.
Well, as Tony's pulling it up, I'll tell you what makes him a 5-star. My mom ran track there, and she was a fucking dog.
Okay. Let's go here. Montana State, 10-2-1 in their last 13 ATS. 5-1-1 ATS, their last 7 road games. 4-0-1 ATS, their last 5 road versus teams with a winning record. That's as far as the trend side is a good spot to be in versus Portland State, who is 0-4 ATS in their last 4 home games, 2-5 ATS. In their last 7 overall, 2-6 ATS in their last 8 versus teams with a straight up winning record. And then you go and you look at the matchup. How do these teams match up, Brucey Bruce? You know, that's the real question you have to ask yourself.
Yes,
after the trends go in a certain way like that, okay? Montana State scores majority of their points from 2. 53% of their points come from 2. 20% from free throws, 3% from the, or sorry, 25% from the 3. So majority of points is from 2-pointers. They are 39th in the country as far as efficiency from 2-point percentage. Portland State is 300th in defending the 2. Okay. Now let's go to the other side. Okay?
What have you done here, bro?
Let's go to the other
defending
side.
Defending the 2?
Yeah. Portland State is 218th 3-point percentage, 251st 2-point percentage. Montana State, 125th, 124th. So advantage, Montana State there. I got advantages across the board for Montana State tonight. That's why it becomes a 5-star for me.
Fair enough.
Now, with all of that being said, that game just lost because of what just happened.
No.
Portland State.
I got a small card, as is tradition. Michigan State. On the money line, parlayed with the over in that game.
Which one?
Iowa, Michigan State. Okay. I think it'll have some pace to it and go over. I think it's 146.5. And then a little nightcap. We're staying up late. What are we doing? We're heading out to Hawaii.
Yes, we are.
I like UC Santa Barbara.
Oh, let's go.
I think they're plus 1, maybe 2 now.
1.5. Yeah, that's what we're going.
Sweet. You're not touching Michigan tonight, Bruce?
Michigan. Who do they have?
Plus 5.5 at home against Purdue, who's lost 1 game.
What do you
think? I think Michigan is the side.
Yeah, that does feel like a good spot.
It does sound suspicious, but I'm not taking it.
Well, I have to do this. This is what I call the family parlay. This is for the family.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't get on the side that I just gave all the stats for.
Well, fuck off, Tony, because I'm betting Montana State money line because my mom went to school there.
Hell, and
guess where
my
sister goes to school right now? Woo! She goes to UCLA. They're playing USC, and I'm betting them on the money line. I'm parlaying it, and it's plus 110. Let's go. That's for family.
I'll add Portland State plus the 5.5 and to win outright.
Officially off of Montana State.
You guys are assholes, and it doesn't matter. Family's winning tonight, baby.
I'm kidding, man. Tickets already in. Gumpy, let's rattle off yours.
All right. Eastern Kentucky, money line at Bellarmine. Western Kentucky, getting 1.5 at FIU.
Okay.
Michigan State, money line. SIU, Edwardsville, money line at Tennessee Tech. Texas State, money line at home versus Georgia Southern. Grand Canyon, money line at Abilene Christian. The St. Thomas Tommies.
The Tommies are playing.
Getting 1.5 at home versus South Dakota State.
Okay.
North Florida, money line at Central Arkansas. Utah Valley, I love getting 1.5 at Southern Utah. I'm with you on Lipscomb, money line at Jack State.
Hell yeah.
Weber State, money line at Idaho. Colorado getting 6.5 at Oregon is too much. UC San Diego plus 1.5 at CS Northridge. UC Irvine, money line at CS Fullerton. And the only way to finish the night.
Okay.
Arizona State, money line at Washington, and Arizona minus 4.5.
Are you not getting on the fucking...
No. Arizona State's at Washington. Sorry, Arizona is at Washington.
You're not getting on the 9 p.m. Pacific start? Or sorry.
No, I don't mind a... I don't mind an Arizona moneyline parlay either.
Okay. Somehow Dayton lost last... They were up by 20 and lost last night.
Yeah. UConn lost its doors.
UConn slipping.
They came.
UConn stinks.
They came storming back. Xavier's a good club.
Good ball team.
UConn was Fugaz.
Real good ball team.
You're Fugaz.
Team came back down 20. Was it the second half? Huh? Was it the second half? College basketball, I just never hear about
Dayton,
that.
Basketball.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
What?
The Colts just tweeted the Panthers hiring Frank Reich and said, congratulations to this good man. Oh, that is gold.
Guy's a good guy. He's fucking,
that's good stuff.
Good guy.
These NFL social medias have been on fire lately.
What was I going to say? It's Thursday.
Yeah, hey, do you want to get into some props, baby?
Oi!
And guess what day it is today, Tony?
I know what day it is. TNT Thursday, which means it's a no sweat same game parlay TNT Thursday.
Make sure you opt in. There's this new thing on FanDuel. It's not on the computer version, but it's on your phone. When you're placing your bet, you make sure that you click the opt-in tab at the top. It shows it on the actual slip now. It's but pretty cool.
The computer version. Has a little money sign next to the SGP.
Money, money, money.
You see it, Bruce? Oh, no, it's not on your computer version, huh?
No.
That's a shame. No. It's on my computer version. Maybe you got to be logged in.
Yeah.
Either way.
Maybe.
Just make sure you opt in.
TNT Thursday.
Make sure you opt in. Make sure you opt in. If you want my, if you want mine right now, we're gonna go Jalen Brunson 25 plus, Jason Tatum 30 plus. It's not Kobe Day, but it is that day. Okay. We got Julius Randle 12 plus boards, Robert Williams 8 plus boards, and the New York Knicks to cover the 8.5 spread. I'm hoping it's a good game, and then also because Jason Tatum always rocks that awesome 24 wristband, he is a dog. He's gonna be playing like a dog tonight. He used to train with Kobe, so I threw a nice little bet plus 600 for him to score 40 plus.
Okay.
Also in that game, there was a boost I like Jalen Brunson and Jalen Brown to score 50 plus combined points. It got boosted to 125 on FanDuel.
Good to know.
A lot of points in that one.
A lot of points. Brunson averages like 20, so you need 30 from Jalen Brown.
He could go off.
Yeah, he could. Yeah. Well, I was just thinking maybe if. I don't know. I just liked it. Whatever.
You taking the Knicks, Bruce?
Yeah, I do like the Knicks plus 8.5 tonight. I think that they'll, probably drop the game. but cover the number. And then I also like the Phoenix Suns. The Mavericks really struggle at the spread, basically a pick 'em here. I think the Suns kind of find a way to get a win at home tonight.
The Mavs have dropped, I think, the last five, maybe even six. I also am on Phoenix. Phoenix has kind of turned it around. They've been pretty hot as of late, so I'm taking them on the money line. And then I'm also taking the nightcap of the NBA for me is going to be the LA Clippers, minus 13. San Antonio's going in there. San Antonio stinks. I mean, they can't beat the Lakers. There's no way they can beat the Clippers. They're not going to be able to keep it close.
Okay.
Give me a Celtics-Nets money line parlay.
Okay. All right, so we're good on NBA.
Yes, sir.
Any Australian Open?
Ooh.
I think Mitt's got something.
I actually do have an Australian Open pick from my good old boy.
The Rat.
What'd you say?
The Rat.
Yes, Howie the Rat. He has a parlay, Stefanos Tsitsipas. to win money line, and then the Joker minus 2.5 parlayed today at plus 105. Bruce acts like he knows how to say all these names, but I know you butcher them too, dude.
No, I don't, but we're like
not Tsitsipas.
Yeah, we're talking about like the top of the table, not like the random names, you know, Tsitsipas.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm very new to this tennis thing, man. I'm just trying. And also, by the way, we got a big match coming up to close out my bet. Or not my bet, but that one girl, she's in the finals finally. So let's go. What do you point at?
Wait, how many games did you say you were laying with Joker?
Two and a half.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Games?
He did it again.
Games or sets?
Has no idea.
Is it cold in there?
Has no idea what's happening.
Sets spread. It says sets spread.
Yeah, so laying 2.5 sets.
So he has to win 3-0?
Well, no, because if you go five.
Oh, you played a six.
No, I'm games. Yeah,
six games, five sets.
Yeah.
So if you win by 2.5 sets, Tom Paul could only win one set?
Yeah, and then you also parlay it with Tsitsipas, and then you got a winner. You're good.
Right. FanDuel doesn't have it doesn't have set spreads. It has a game spread, minus 8.5. I hate playing game spreads. I actually like in this match both men to win a set. I think it's plus 150.
Wow.
I kind of like Tommy Paul plus the 8.5 as well, but I won't go there. And
Tommy Paul!
No, yeah, because like the set spread stinks because say Joker gets broken in his first serve in one of... He's going to let Tommy Paul win that one 6-1.
He'll pack it in.
And then you're...
Well, Joker doesn't really pack it in as much as...
Yeah. But to save... Yeah.
Yeah.
Joker will stand firm.
Yeah. Tsitsipas would be shocking if he lost.
How's the weather in Australia?
It's fucking hot as shit, honestly. Yeah. But it's freezing in here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
In case you guys didn't see him. Again. Just realized it.
Man, I've been here for 10 minutes.
I'm trying to figure out how to bet tennis and talk about it. I mean,
that's fair. One thing at a time.
You were like, what are you pointing at? And it was just to cut. This is the hand signal.
Don't worry about it. I don't deserve it, Mitt.
Good work, boys.
Performance this week, I don't deserve it.
Good work,
you
boys.
You deserve it.
I don't.
It's you do deserve it.
You know who deserves their all-star nod? Kevin Hayes.
Hazy. Finally getting the All-Star game.
Yeah, he did.
It's been getting snubbed his whole career.
Good for Hazy.
All it took was being on one of the worst teams in the league and the league requiring to send someone from every team.
Did the Stars fail the coin?
They did
last
that?
Night?
Yeah. This league's a joke.
Yeah. The coin, much like me, has been in quite a funk lately.
Maybe it needs a month break again.
And then it just compounds. Gump will tell you, it's not easy sledding out there right now.
Okay.
The ice is in not great shape.
Slippery.
Fucking crack and smack the shit out of the
Coopers. We did get that one.
Fucking boost last night. Fucking Matthews goes for four shots. I'm like, oh, okay. McDavid's going to get five. He didn't.
The Oilers lose or they come back?
No, they lost.
They lost?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Rangers lost in OT, but
yeah,
I saw.
We know.
I saw a highlight, a capo caco. That was encouraging.
Tonight's a new night. Okay, let's get into it.
It is. This slate is interesting and tough.
Okay, good. Interesting
and tough.
Wings are at the Canadiens. I can tell you that.
I want nothing to do with it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Nope. No thanks.
Pens are at the Caps. You want something to do with that? Old rivalries.
No.
Who's in net?
Casey DeSmith is in that. You know who's in that. The Penguins are already atrocious on the road this season. The last eight games on the road, they're 1-5-2. Nothing promising there. The only upside as a Penguins fan is the Caps are 1-4 in January at home. I'm still not touching this one. If I was, I hate to say it, I would lean Caps because I have, as most Penguins fans do, zero faith in Casey DeSmith. None.
Do we need to bring back fucking Louis Domingue?
Should. I'll tell you what, I would just for the spark at this point if they could.
Hell yeah.
It's going to take a pretty penny to get him out of
Hartford. They don't have that.
Even on the Rangers roster?
Yeah, he's in Hartford.
No, Igor plays damn near every game, and then they got Halak.
Can we get fucking, trade for Flower?
Flower's embattled in Minnesota. They're going to need him for a playoff run. They're not
Flower's giving him up. Flower's shocking right now.
Correct. Actually, it's his worst season statistically of his career, I think.
What about Johnny Gibson? Can we trade for Johnny Gibson?
Makes
sense. I asked last night. Too much money.
Well, give me the cap.
Maybe he'll take a hometown pay cut.
Can't. Hockey contracts are tough but fair. They are firm. They do not get restructured.
All right. Bruins at Lightning.
Big game. Bees at the Lightning. This one's interesting. This is a big Atlantic Division showdown here. Boston ranks first in goals against per game as well as first in penalty kill percentage. Their offense is pretty damn good as well, as we know. Tampa, however, they've won 10 straight games on home ice. That's pretty good. We got Vasilevskiy versus Ullmark tonight. Battle of the number ones here. Here's what took it over the top for me and why I'm going Bees money line on the road.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
In the last 14 meetings between these two teams,
hell yeah,
the road team is 10-4.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
The Bruins are 5-0 overall in the last five against Tampa.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And 5-2 in the last seven in Tampa Bay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Fucking, I'm getting trendy with it. Give me the Bees.
Show me a goalie that's 25-2-1. Give me the fucking Bruins.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cold in Minnesota this time of year, right?
It sure is. It
feels like a good place to wear your pants, huh?
Tell you what, Tony, you might be onto something. Minnesota has lost three in a row here. They just lost a full Atlantic East Coast swing. They lost to Carolina by 3 goals. They lost to Florida by 2 goals. Now, they lost to Tampa by 2 goals. Now they're back home. Now they're back home with the pants coming to town. Having said that, that's a lot. I'm probably not going to touch it.
Okay. You know what song gets played in Nashville a lot with a fiddle?
What's that?
Fucking, who went down to Georgia?
The Devils!
Bingo.
Devils are against the Preds.
Won 7 of their last 8. They've only lost three times. They've only lost 3 times in 2023. I will take the Devils money line here going into Nashville. Devils
money line. Let's ride.
Wait, fucking Tigers $1.50 dog?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to take a chance here. You guys know.
Oh, you're going against the Jets.
You know I love the peg at home. You know I love the peg at home. But
yes.
3-3 in their last 6. Now, granted, they've played a lot of road games recently. Okay. A lot. I think 8 of their last 9 have been on the road. So this is a good spot for them to come home. But the value here of Buffalo is great because Buffalo's been playing pretty fucking good lately. 4 in a row. 5 of their last 7. Come on, Buffalo. Let's get it done. They got the high-powered offense. Jets are a good defensive team. They got a great goaltender. We're counting on the offense to come through tonight. We'll take Buffalo money line plus money.
Okay.
You get pegged at home?
Yeah, we might tonight. The way things have gone, Bruce, me turning my back on the peg at home,
Get a couple of whiskeys in you. Why?
Can't turn your back on the peg at home.
No, you can't.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna save you time. I got nothing for these three.
All right. Well, I got something. I'm gonna go.
I got one.
I'm gonna go.
I know what he's got.
I'm gonna
you
go.
You know the fucking rules, dude. Tommy Griechmann's in. You bet the other side.
Mullet Arena.
The Coyotes in Mullet Arena.
They've lost 12 of their last 14.
All right, don't bad care. Team.
Shane Doss's beard is out. Ballin'
Arena.
Give me a game. Let us score a hat trick against the Blackhawks.
Okay.
And then probably Sakic, another hat trick against the Ducks.
Peter Forsberg, maybe a couple assists.
Maybe a couple apples.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Bruce?
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
Just the Capitals.
Mitt?
Yeah, I'm not betting hockey. I don't know shit, man.
For today, as everyone emptied the guns.
Smartest thing.
I got two plays tomorrow.
Buddy, Bundesliga,
Bologna money line versus Spezia.
We're running it back with Bologna.
That doesn't sound like Bundesliga. It sounds like Syria.
That's Syria, yeah. And then to La Liga, Espanyol draw no bet at Almeria.
Raldi wants to know if you're taking Napoli.
Yeah, against Roma. Although it was just. Mourinho's birthday today, so I don't love it.
Happy birthday, Jose.
Are the Gunners runners in the FA Cup? You got anything there?
What's that?
You got anything in the FA Cup tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think Man City's playing Arsenal.
Ooh, that is a bit of a banger.
Yeah, I was hoping.
It is, isn't it?
I was hoping.
That is a big match.
Yeah.
You never know how these teams are going to set up in the FA Cup is the only issue.
Oh, Friday at 3.
Gotcha.
Hold on. Let me check.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me check the numbers.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow at 3.
What's Arsenal drawn up at?
I can tell you in a second.
Ooh, Arsenal plus 300?
For what? Drawn up at?
Probably. No, money line. So that, but that means they got to win in the 90.
Oh, see, that's not what I'm seeing, Arsenal.
What do you got? To qualify for next round, plus 172?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Sorry.
Ooh, give me that. I'm on that.
Ooh.
Is Haaland playing?
See, that's the thing. We don't know. No clue.
City doesn't care about FA, do they?
Don't they, though? Because they're not going to win the league. They probably want a trophy.
Probably.
I'll tweet something out once the lineups come out.
Yeah, okay. If Haaland is playing,
is Haaland playing?
Yeah, if that
I don't hate Arsenal at plus money for double chance, because even if it goes to penalties, then you win.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And that's gambling.
Yep.
Tomorrow's Picks Friday.
Here we go.
We're gonna do it. Fucking strap in, and we're gonna do it. What's going on, Mitt?
Oh, I was pointing at that camera because I was going to cut to it, but never mind.
Torrey Pines is eating these guys up.
Oh, where are we at? Where's the leaderboard?
Fucking Sam Ryder's 10 under. Justin Thomas was making
They were 10 under yesterday.
Yeah, Justin Thomas was making a run, double bogey on the back into a bogey. Yeah.
How's Domingue doing?
Who?
Louis.
That's hockey.
Oh. Who did I bet?
Who do you think Louis Domingue is?
I don't know. I bet somebody because of their name.
Stuart Sink?
Excited to hear who it is.
Yeah, I got to go look in the ticket, but I'm not going
to. Please, we got time.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to
look. Yeah, we got time. Your phone's right there.
Cracking open, love.
Tell you what, this Taylor Montgomery character is playing well this year.
Yeah, big time. A lot of these younger guys are playing real well.
Man.
Max Homa 7 under, he could be in the picture.
My guys are not playing well at this tournament.
Sahith Thigala is 5
Thigala under. I looked at.
Morikawa is 5
actually under. I might have Thigala.
Morikawa live might be worth a little sprink.
I do not have Thigala.
Harry Higgs 4 under, shout out.
That's, double H.
That's Lad's guy.
I love me some Harry Higgs.
I took Will Zalatoris, he's not doing very good.
So you, Louis Domingue, Will Zalatoris.
Natural mix-up.
I'll check so.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.